From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition J. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Shu Wu.
Proposition J would create an oversight body to monitor government's spending on programs helping children and young people. The measure would direct the city to spend tens of millions of dollars of additional funds on an existing program to support students by changing the way the city calculates mandated contributions to all children's programs. San Francisco Supervisor Myrna Malga said Prop J would keep track of those programs and money spent from the general fund for the San Francisco Unified School District.
It works off of what the voters already passed about 10 years ago, but adds teeth with our budget accountability tools.
If the oversight body discovers inappropriate or unnecessary spending, officials could withhold funds. Starting in 1991, San Francisco voters first began to set aside dedicated funding from the city's general fund in a series of ballot measures to benefit children and young people. Those measures had committed the city to spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year that cannot be reduced without voter approval. The Public Education Enrichment Fund gave $90 million to SFUSD last year to pay for arts, education, sports, libraries, and other programs. Proposition J would not undo those mandates, but it would give the city greater transparency into how that money is being spent. Prop J passes with a simple majority vote.
That's a brief take on Prop J from our friends at San Francisco Public Press.